how to deal with the normal levels of fatigue and become more energetic. Strategies to feel more energetic and less fatigued. The sensation of fatigue is normal and healthy, providing it is not excessive. However, it is possible for most people to reduce the level of fatigue they experience, and to become healthier and more energetic in their daily lives. Some of the ways to do this involve common sense, but some of the strategies are not so obvious, and I briefly discuss them in the following paragraphs. Get adequate sleep each day. Most people need at least 8 hours of sleep to maximize their efficiency, energy, and alertness during the day. Some people will do better with 9 or 10 hours of sleep. There are people that function better if they nap during the day. This can involve 6 or 7 hours of sleep at night, and a nap lasting for 1 to 3 hours during the day. If you do better with a nap, you should be cautious not to sleep excessively, and sleep throughout much of the day. The use of an alarm clock will prevent this. Avoid excess sleep and rest. Sleeping or resting excessively can reduce your energy level, and increase your level of fatigue throughout the day. Excessive sleep or rest can also be quite unhealthy, and it results in muscle, heart, and bone deterioration, which of course will contribute to fatigue. Maintain a regular 24-hour cycle: going to sleep, awakening, having breakfast, lunch, and dinner at approximately the same time each day might reduce the level of fatigue that you experienced throughout the day. This is because the body has various internal timing mechanisms that involve physiological changes that take place in a 24-hour cycle. For example, if you suddenly change the time you go to sleep to a later hour, you might be fatigued. Eat a healthy, well-balanced diet. A well-balanced diet, with a large variety of tasty foods, will provide your body with all the needed nutrients. This will reduce the chances of developing fatigue from a nutritional deficiency. The use of a vitamin and mineral supplement can also be helpful in this regard. However, do not expect too much from vitamin and mineral pills. They generally will not reduce your fatigue, unless you are suffering from a nutritional deficiency that is corrected by the pill that you take. Eat relatively small meals. One of the greatest causes of fatigue during the daytime is the result of excessively large meals. Large meals put physiological strain on the body that may cause fatigue. This is especially the case with large fatty meals that are difficult to digest. For some people, large meals or snacks that are high in refined carbohydrates can also have a fatiguing effect, if it interferes with proper blood sugar level. The solution is eating relatively small meals, especially when you want to remain energetic and alert. If you want to eat larger meals that may cause fatigue, you should do this when the fatigue will not be a problem, such as after completing the day's work. Excessive body weight can result in additional fatigue. Excessive body weight can result in additional fatigue throughout the day for some people. Even if you are a few pounds overweight, it can result in fatigue, especially if you engage in any type of physical labor. For example, if you are 10 pounds overweight, it might be significantly more difficult to perform housework. Excessively low body weight can result in additional fatigue. Being underweight can result in excessive fatigue, partly because of deficiencies in fuel to perform physical and mental activities. The poor eating habits that are often associated with underweight can result in deficiencies in vitamins and minerals, and weak muscles, which will also greatly contribute to fatigue. Develop your body with an exercise program. A good exercise program, for most people, involves 12 or more miles of walking or jogging each week, or any exercise that is equivalent to 12 miles a week. This should be coupled with various types of resistance training, such as with weights or springs that exercise every part of the body. In addition, most of the voluntary muscles should be stretched daily, especially in the legs, thighs, arms, and back. Make your environment as stimulating and pleasant as possible. Do anything you can to make your environment more interesting and exciting. Sometimes just increasing the level of lighting can have a stimulating effect. For some people, playing music for at least part of the day can also be stimulating. Try to make your work more interesting, exciting, and pleasant. Try to figure out ways of carrying out your daily activities in a way that you find pleasant, interesting, stimulating, and exciting. Exactly how to do this depends on the activities you are faced with on a daily basis, and your personal preferences, and other factors that relate to your overall life circumstances. However, The idea is to experiment with different ways of doing your work, to find ways of making your daily activities more stimulating and interesting. Seek medical treatment for any type of problematic fatigue. Consult your physicians about any type of excessive fatigue to obtain diagnosis and treatment. There are many medications that can contribute to fatigue, and if you are taking any drug that might be causing fatigue, discuss this with your physician. If they cannot find a remedy for your fatigue, obtain new medical providers who might be able to assist you. However, fatigue associated with medical conditions cannot always be alleviated, but they usually can be reduced very significantly with proper medical treatment. Avoid stimulants. Stimulants are sometimes used to treat certain medical conditions that involve persistent and severe levels of fatigue. However, when they are properly prescribed by a skilled medical provider, they are used in a very controlled way to treat specific medical problems. When stimulants are used in an uncontrolled way, the anti-fatiguing properties they provide are only temporary, and the drug becomes ineffective over time. This can result in increases in fatigue and health problems. This even applies to any over-the-counter stimulant, especially the habitual use of coffee and the caffeine it contains. Websites on sleep and related concepts. There are website links on this page that will not be verbalized.